Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing with Amy and Kat. And we always start these episodes off with a quote. And today's comes from Dr. Bessel van der Kolk. And he is the author of Body Keeps the Score, something that I've read, Kat, you?
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Got to refresh your memory.
I have the book, so I read it.
And the audio.
And the audio, because it's very scientific. And I feel like the audio helped me comprehend things better than if I was just sitting there reading it. Because it's a lot. It's heavy stuff, but very insightful and mind-blowing at times. You're like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. So this quote is from him. Trauma is not a memory of the past. The past is over. Trauma sits inside of you and makes you feel and behave as if it's still going on. And, you know, Kat and I have talked on several different episodes about how sometimes when people hear the word trauma, they think it has to be this big, huge life event, which, yeah, for some people, unfortunately, they have experienced some major trauma that we will never understand. But there's also little t. There's big T, little t. There's little traumas that can still be sitting inside of you.
Yeah. And if you think about that quote and what it means too, it's explaining the experience that when people are having a response, whatever that may look like, a trauma response, they're responding to patterns or relationships. If you were talking about little t, like relational patterns that they are still experiencing now. You know, like maybe they're not in that relationship with their ex currently, but in their body, they're still feeling and holding on to those memories and the connections that they've made and formed from that.
Yeah. Or it could be a memory from your childhood with your mom or your dad or something like that. And that kind of leads into the email that I'm going to share today from Audrey. And she wrote in and said, "Hey, Amy, I'm a longtime listener of the Bobby Bone Show. And within the past year, I've really gotten into your Four Things podcast, the Outweigh podcast, and Now You Need Therapy," which is the podcast that Kat hosts. Shout out. "I was listening to the episode titled Changing the Narrative with you as Kat's guest. And I really felt like I related to so much of what you were saying, particularly when you spoke about not feeling loved, safe, and secure as a child because your dad leaving your family. I grew up with a similar experience, and to this day, I really struggle with forgiveness and resentment. The effects of growing up in a chaotic and unstable household still linger with me and have shaped a lot of my inner thoughts about myself, especially the negative ones. Which is where I feel like I really relate to you. In Kat's podcast, you talked about how because of your experiences, it affected how you built other relationships in your life. You said you felt like people didn't really like you, so you kept people at a distance. I also do this as an almost 30-year-old and it sucks. I do not want to feel and think this way anymore. I know I need therapy, and thankfully because of the way you openly and positively talk about seeking help, I'm actually on a wait list to begin therapy. But in the meantime, do you think you could answer the following for me? How did you forgive your dad for what happened in your childhood? What tools do you use to move past holding on to those negative feelings? What do you do to change your screen or your script when you're thinking, I am the problem? Thank you for taking the time to read my email. I truly appreciate you, Lisa Haim, Kat DeFatta, and all that y'all have done for me this last year. I believe I'm finally on the path to being a happier, healthier me who loves herself. I owe a lot of that to what y'all put out into the world. These conversations are not ones that are held in my day-to-day life, and they mean more to me than I could ever put into words. Thanks for your time, Audrey." Which this is the reason why we do what we do. Kat's on the verge of tears.
I'm not going to cry.
And that's super special. And I'll pass that along to Lisa too, because I know I had a call with Lisa the other day about her podcast, and some of it was like, we're trying to figure out, you know, what kind of content do people want, or was what we're even doing working?
What's working?
And should we even continue doing this? Yeah. And like reading an email like that gives the affirmation of, yeah, between Outweigh and You Need Therapy and Four Things, and then Lisa's The Truthiest Life. Like, I love our little, I mean, you know, we've got
a little family,
our little family, a good thing going, but I'm glad it's impacted you, Audrey. And to circle back to the questions about my dad and how I forgave him for what happened in early childhood and different things we went through, I think I went through different phases of forgiveness my whole life. I think I felt like I forgave him when I was 9 or 10, because that's what I saw my mom doing and she encouraged me to do it. And I then feel like I went through a cycle in high school where I had to revisit it again, and then in college. And then honestly, through my adulthood, like marriage and being a parent, I didn't really have any of that coming back up again until my dad passed away. And when I went and did some work and actually did brain spotting on my dad, or me and my relationship, how would you phrase that? Did I do it on my dad, or brain spotting about my dad, or?
It's all the same.
So brain spotting the
with
dad.
With my dad and with the experiences I had with him.
Yes. So it was specifically geared toward my relationship with my dad, and all this stuff came out, and I had to say to him, like, I drew him on this piece of paper, or this big, huge piece of butcher paper, and we taped him to the wall, and I talked to him, this drawn version of my dad. And I told him, like, I'm not mad at you anymore. Mm-hmm. All this emotion came up. And it wasn't just because he was dead. I honestly think that if I had done that a month before he died, and I really dug deep with some of the, which is what brain spotting will do, it brings up all kinds of things. I feel like I would have had a moment of true healing that I desperately needed. And I even did EMDR regarding my dad. And that's something, I didn't have the best EMDR experience because of, I think, the woman that administered it to me just wasn't the best. But I will say she helped me in the process. We recreated the narrative of the day my dad left. Mm. And I vividly remember him walking out our back door in our laundry room. And I remember he was leaving. I didn't quite understand. He had sat us down and said he was leaving, like me, my sister, and him and my mom sat us down. And my dad traveled a lot for work and I was a kid. So I thought, oh, he's leaving for work, but why is this so dramatic? So I knew something was different. He was leaving with like a little travel bag, not like his whole closet, you know? Mm-hmm. So I ran back to my room and I got this little teddy bear and I ran to the back door and gave it to him before he left. Cause I guess I just knew like, this is off. So you need my bear and I want you to have it. And I couldn't remember. She asked me when we were doing the memory, like processing some of that, like if I remembered him hugging me and telling me that I was going to be okay. And I'm like, no, I don't. She's like, well, we can do that. And so we went back to that memory. I don't know how the therapist would have handled this if it was like a different situation. Yeah. But for me, we rewrote that narrative to where I went back in and I visualized it pretty vividly of like my dad embracing me mm-hmm. and holding me at the back door. And I'm this 9-year-old little girl. And, you know, I was like 33. I think I did this after my mom died. So I was maybe like 34 or something. And we rewrote the story. Mm-hmm. He looked at me and told me, everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And I love you. And then he hugged me and walked out the door. Mm-hmm. And then now that's what I think of. I feel the hug. So I don't know. Like for me, that narrative did help me. And I don't know what the unstable things that were going on in your home. And I feel like Kat's the expert here, so she can back up that like everybody's experience and what you're going through is so different. So even what works for me may not work for you. But since you asked about what tools helped me move past holding on to some of the negative feelings and changing the script, those things did help me.
Yeah.
But it's an ongoing process. And I feel like whether it's a big T or a little T, even if you work through it, it can still pop up mm-hmm. at any given time. But yeah, you just kind of have to have the tools to make sure you bring yourself mm-hmm. back and not get lost in it. All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So I will lean into Kat DeFada now.
You're passing the torch.
I'm passing the torch. Take the mic.
Well, okay. This is making me think of two things. And I think it's important that you did say, like, everybody's experiences are different and they will cope and they will find what they need differently. This is bringing up two things for me. You're kind of talking about something called reparenting, which is really powerful, and basically pretty much anybody can benefit from it, this and from some part of their life. But reparenting is giving yourself what you needed as an adult.
Or what you needed as a child.
As an adult, you're doing it. But you're okay. Giving yourself as an adult what you needed as a child. Yes.
Gotcha.
And so you're creating this story in your head, and that's what you needed. And you're envisioning it from your dad offering that to you. But the cool thing is, if you can't do that, if somebody's like, that's not going to work for me, a lot of times what I'll do is, okay, as a kid, you are not, I mean, you get what you get. Like, you are not in control of a lot of stuff. You cannot meet all of your needs yourself as a child. The cool thing is, or depending on how you look at it, your child you is with you forever. That person is always going to be with you. And so as an adult, when you're still having these experiences that are tied from your past, you can, as an adult, because you now have the ability to meet your own needs, can offer that to that kid. And that can be through stuff like EMDR and visualizations. It also can be like, what did you not get as a kid? Well, my parents never did anything fun with me. Like, I never once remember them taking me to the park or taking me to McDonald's and getting a Happy Meal or coloring with me or doing my homework with me. Okay, so their assignment that week might be take yourself to the park and like get a Happy Meal. And that might sound like weird, but also it's not. And it can be really emotional.
Powerful.
Powerful and emotional, yeah. Because you are realizing that, wow, like, people let me down, because people will do that. People are imperfect. And for the most part, I believe that, like, our parents and the people that care for us do the best they can with what they know and what they have. The problem with that is a lot of times it in reality is not what you need, and it's not enough. And so the powerful thing is we don't have to stay in that idea that, like, I can't get what I need and the people around me cannot, like, I can't get my needs met. As an adult, you can go back and do that. And that can be really cool. You gain a lot of power. It's not the same. It's not the same. I think there you can always hold the experience of like, I really wish I did this as a kid. And you can have an experience of, I can still offer that to myself. The other thing that this made me think about is I have a weird take on forgiveness. I don't think that we all always need to forgive people to move on or get our needs met. And in our world, I think that there's a lot of like forced forgiveness of, you don't need to hold on to that energy and all of those things that people say of, don't let that person, whatever. And so you do this forced forgiveness thing, but you're like, do you really forgive them? Or are you just saying that?
Yeah. Or what's the saying of like, if you're if you're the one not forgiving somebody, it's like you drinking a slow poison or
yes,
something.
Yeah. And I'm like, maybe that could be it. But also, like, there's people in my life that I'm never going to, if I'm honest, I'm never going to forgive them for what they did. Now, can I understand it? Totally. Can I find compassion for that? Totally. Does that mean I have to forgive it? No.
Well, what about you? Because as a Christian, like, how do you
deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know, because I just feel like forgiveness, I feel like people might be thinking this, because I am, as a Christian, like, I'm just thinking, like, we're taught forgiveness and that we've been forgiven, so we should be able to forgive. So I don't know. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably a whole nother episode.
But I want to talk about it because we have to remember that we are human beings. We are human. Mm-hmm. So we can't do everything perfectly. We aren't going to be able to do that. And we can't force ourselves to feel things.
Okay. I like that. I'm here for that.
Okay.
I just thought, just a little side note. We don't need to get derailed with it, but asking.
But I do think that if you think about the compassion side, that kind of speaks to that. So I'm not over here like creating voodoo dolls of these people. Like I can
I'm scared now to like get.
And I'm not like spending my nights like praying something bad happens to them or wanting revenge. When I can find compassion for people that have hurt me and have done things that I can't find myself space to forgive them for, I can understand why they did that and let that be just that. Oh, I get it. I get why you did that. Not okay. I get why you did it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole episode on that.
Oh, you do? Is it?
It's called Forced Forgiveness.
Oh, Forced Forgiveness. You Need Therapy podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and make sure you're getting the Kat Defata one.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently there's another person that's recently just started a podcast with the same name. So just make sure it's Kat, K-A-T, Defata. And thank you for your insight on that, Kat. And then Audrey, we appreciate your email so much. And it's so cool you're on the wait list to begin therapy, because I will say, like, Kat's podcast, You Need Therapy, and then even anything we talk about here in the Fifth Thing or on Four Things episodes, depending on who I have on, the topics may be a resource and tools for you to have, or just, you know, for you to feel comforted and not alone. But it's not a replacement for therapy at all. And I feel like this episode was kind of heavy in that area. So just want to make sure I make that clear, and that if you do have time or the resources to seek professional help, that's obviously ideal, especially if you're dealing with trauma of any kind that might literally be affecting you and your body. And I highly recommend reading Body Keeps the Score. Mm-hmm. Body Keeps the Score. I feel like I said that too fast, or downloading it on Audible or something, because that book, it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Kat, for the chat with me. And just want to make sure everybody knows that Kat and I are on Instagram. I'm Radio Amy, and she is at Kat Defata, KAT.DEFATTA. And how you can send an email in for the Fifth Thing if you want us to cover anything or answer any questions you have, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. You can find me there. Just put Fifth Thing in the subject line. And then also radioamy.com will take you to a lot of places like the Bobby Bone Show. It'll take you to my Amazon favorites page. It'll take you to the Shop Forward if you're looking for any Pimp and Joy or Espoir items that support Haiti or anything Four Things. It's kind of like this podcast, even though the podcast was inspired by our Four Things tote that we have, like our Four Things line inspired the podcast, which normally you would think maybe the merch came after, but it's not really.
That's
merch.
Cool.
That's our line. But in a way, if you're part of the Four Things community, it's like we've got podcast merch already built in. We've got all kinds of Four Things items. The one I'm wearing currently is It's Fine, I'm Fine, Everything is Fine. So it's got Espoir on the sleeve, which Espoir means hope in Haitian Creole. And it's just a reminder that this pullover helps spread hope in Haiti. Like, I might not be fine, but it's fine. And at least this helped Project MetaShare in Haiti. Boom. All right. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, They have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.